When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hey, folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for April 24th, 2025. So what we're going to talk about in today's video, well, mortgage rates went down a little bit. They're trickling down a little bit by little bit. But the good news here is we have the equity markets are green all the way across the board. Markets are liking some earnings reports that just came out, as well as maybe some good news between the U.S. and China, maybe. And then we're going to go over and I'm going to show you where the bond prices have gone over the last couple of days. And this is what I'm going to show you. You need to be prepared for huge volatility in mortgage rates. But the news for today, right through here, March home sales that just came in, they showed the lowest or slowest pace since the bubble of 2008 and 9. So is the bubble upon us again? We're going to look at some of these details. I'm going to give you some certain advice you might heed if you're looking to buy a house in 2025. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Ferriero, and here's what I do. I'm actually a nationwide mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So if you're looking to build, buy, or refinance, hopefully you can reach out to me. So let's get over and see what happened with rates today. Well, they inched down a little bit on the fix. The arm went down, up a little bit, and there was just kind of mixed emotion all through here. But if you go over to the equity markets and see what really happened or transpired, well, markets loved you know, earnings reports that came out today. The U.S. is saying they're talking to China. China's saying they're not talking to us. Then we have President Trump demanding that Russia stop. But the good news behind some of this is we have earnings reports that are coming out, and they're actually showing pretty good earnings reports. And a lot of the guidance as well that's coming out is actually showing pretty good news there as well. So let's get over to the bond market that we're seeing right through here. Here's the volatility of the last 2 days. Let's see what happened today. So this is an intriguing day. We had interest rates or the bond market going up the whole day. Okay, so this is the MBS market. When the market goes up, rates come down. All these little blurbs up through here, this is mortgage lenders that we use. What they're doing is, are they reducing their rates? Are they increasing their rates? So I can follow patterns going on right through here, and that gives me kind of what's going on in the background. If you look at a 2-day chart, here's the interesting thing. If you're working with somebody that's going to panic, they're going to close you or lock you at the wrong time. Okay, it's kind of like, you know, how you, everybody always seems to buy their stocks at the high and sell at the low. You kind of probably know what I mean. So here's what happens is everybody kind of floats their rates, and then by the time the market turns and starts to collapse, your lender will kind of find heed of this. They might even watch me, and then they'll find out, well, there's, you know, rates are going up, and then by the time they lock, they're all the way down here, and they missed out that benefit of they could have locked in maybe 0.25% or 0.125% lower in the day. I track these every day, all day. Here's the interesting thing is it is up and down all over the map. So depending on if you lock in here or lock in here, maybe a difference of 0.125% or maybe even 0.25% sometimes. So you need some guidance with this. So we're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to go over to the news that just came out in regards to home sales. Now, I'm going to give a little caption of this. Well, let's wait till Diane Olick kind of gives the news on home sales. The news is dismal. But the benefit of a lot of this is you're going to find that you are not seeing prices collapsing like a lot of people thought they would be. And the reason being is, well, let's let Diane talk about it a little bit, and then I'll chime in at the end of this.
We also have some housing data just crossed the tape. Diana Olick has that for us. Diana.
Well, David, existing home sales in March fell a much wider than expected 5.9% from February to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 4.02 million units. Sales down 2.4% from March of last year. And that is the slowest March sales pace since 2009, the Great Recession. Now, remember, this count is based on closings, so it's contracts likely signed in January and February when mortgage rates were over 7%, but it was before the market volatility of April. Supply is rising fast, 1.33 million units for sale at the end of March, up nearly 20% from the year before. That makes a four-month supply, which is still on the lean side. 6 months is considered a balanced market. More inventory and slower sales are starting to put the chill on prices. The median price of an existing home sold in March was $403,700. That's still an all-time high for the month, but it's only up 2.7% from last March, and that annual comparison is shrinking. First-time buyers made up 32% of the market, the same as last year. They should be around 40%. All cash dropped to 26% from 28% the year before, but investors held steady at 15% of sales. Sarah?
All right. Kind of a bad combo. Weaker sales, higher prices. Diana, thank you very much. Diana.
Okay, so there was a lot to take in on that. But I did want to bring out one caption that she talked about kind of right at the end. Here, let's see if we can replay this again real quick.
I just want to 15% of sales. Sarah, 7% from last March. And that right annual comparison
okay,
is
so
shrinking.
You still have home prices up 2.7% year over year. In history, if you go back in history, the norm is probably 4%. So we're not too far away from the norms. Now, if you've lived in California, lived in Austin, you lived in Florida, you've probably seen excessive home growth. But over history, we've never really seen the returns that people get in today's market. Usually if you're a home owner or home buyer, you're going to see 3%, 4%, 5% appreciation a year. And it's just, that's how it ticks. You don't go up 10%, 15%. This is probably the average. So everybody's freaking out that now the home prices are only going up 2% or 3% a year. Well, maybe that's not so bad. So first-time home buyers can eventually afford first-time homes. So this isn't all bad news. I take this as it's great news. There's more homes coming to the market to stabilize the prices, because if you don't have enough homes, like she said, we had 4 months of inventory. You need 6 months of inventory basically to bring yourself back to normal. So let's go into, don't just take my word for it. Let's get over to some of the numbers. This is what we have right through here, and this is only through April. This is the last piece of information that the Federal Reserve had, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. But you can see right through here, here's inventory. It's not crazy high and it's not crazy low. You know, you go through here, when was it higher? This is 2009. But again, you go back through here, you go back in history, you hit it here, you hit it here, you hit it here, you hit it here, you hit it multiple times, you know, the levels that we have right now. Then you also have the prices. The prices are stagnating. And that's what I've called over the last 2 years. If you go through here, you go through the last year, and here's where house prices went. You know, this says it's down just a little bit. Okay, let's say they're down just a little bit. This is far cry from a crash. So what you're going to see in the markets, the best advice I could give you, if you're looking to buy a home right now, please do your research on your area. So, you know, reach out to a realtor. But first off, you need to get qualified to see how much you really qualify for. Maybe if you're a current homeowner right now and you see the huge volatility in rates right now, maybe there's a way I can help you at least take advantage of these things. So let's get over to what I do for a living. And I'm not just a YouTuber. Like I said at the beginning of this video, I actually work at a federal bank. The federal bank that I work at is pretty unique, but being at a federal bank makes me licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I'd love to be able to help anybody out there that's looking to build, buy, or refinance. But the cool thing about our bank is, you know, before you turn that dial, this is the interesting part. I'm working with 33 other lenders. So why I joined this bank is they helped me, they brought me on board to help them grow. And right now we've set up 33 other lenders kind of that we can work with. So putting in your application at the rate update right through here, not only am I going to offer you programs that we have here at the bank and the rates we have here at the bank, I'm going to offer you loan programs and loan rates with 33 other lenders. So basically putting in your application right through here is going to give you a quote with one application, one credit pool. I'm going to shop your loan to all 33 lenders. So how do you get involved? Just go to therateupdate.com. You're going to put in your application right there. Schedule a consultation. I'm getting this fixed right now. So if you scheduled something, I apologize. The link on this broke. So I have somebody actually from Fiverr working on this behind the scenes helping us right now. If you want to give us a call for some reason we didn't reach out to you and we just missed it, give us a call. Please jump to the front of the line. Just call 844-775-5626. I might even be the one answering the phone. But check out some of the videos we also have down through here. So if you're a homeowner right now and you're trying to peg this to see when is the best time for me to lock in the rates because they're all over the map, well, go into this and you're going to hit the Rate Watch tool. Just put in your information and when rates hit what you're looking for. So let's say you closed a year ago and your rate was 775 and now rates are 6.9. Maybe this makes some savings for you. So let's see how much savings you can get. Just click this, put in the information. I don't sell it. I'll be tracking that loan or your loan to see when rates finally drop to where you want them to be. I'll give you a call. But if you're down through here, you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're trying to look at FHA requirements. Do you fit? Are you a disabled veteran? Love to help you. There's a fantastic program we have in here, understanding credit and more. So visit us at therateupdate.com, and that's where you can do all of the applications all the way down to how you give us a call. Thanks for watching, guys. All I ask you to do is one favor tonight. I'm trying to get to 50,000 subscribers. If you can help me click in down over there, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for watching. God bless you. See you tomorrow morning at the opening bell. Bye-bye.